Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zolo Verals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Power reaches second base with a double. Green moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Allison moves to third. It's 2-0. Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew, who is chasing the ball. Tardabul reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tardabul scores. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zolo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verals out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Green moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jimenez moves to third. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimenez scores. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Allen reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to third. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Li Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veer Alse moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veer Alse scores. Green moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Power moves to second. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. Alozic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Georges Miranda now pitching. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-1 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to third for the out. Askew moves to second. 1 out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Bill Plice now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. the Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plice fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-2 in the game. Pfister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Power moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Rollins scores. Batty moves to second. It's 8-7, Athletics. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Viral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Charles reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charles scores. It's 9-7, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Viral fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Viral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 9-8, Athletics. Bill Fisher now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. It's Twins, 9, Athletics, 9. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 9. The Twins will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt juggles the ball. That's an error on McDevitt. Green moves to third. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Power scores. It's 11-9, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jim Archer now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Allison moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 12-9, Twins. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Seaborn moves to third. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alozic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Jimenez moves to third. It's 12-10, Twins. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for George Alozic. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Joe Askew. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 10. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.